One of Europe's most powerful officials talks to us about why she's after Apple Incorporated and the Republic of Ireland. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. She may not have many fans in parts of Cupertino, California, or Dublin, Ireland today, but the European Union's Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager, is now explaining why she thinks Apple should pay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. Ireland doesn't want the money. Apple is planning an appeal. Vestager is a Danish politician who's also turned up the heat on other powerful companies, from Russia's Gazprom to Starbucks. She joined us from Brussels. Commissioner, thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So you and your staff think Apple got a special deal from Ireland on taxes?
Yes, we think that we can prove that Apple have gotten state aid from Ireland in forms of a very, very low tax bill.
But Apple may have paid whatever the rules were in Ireland at the time. So if there's a bad actor here, it's not really Apple. It may be Ireland.
The tax rulings given by the Irish government to Apple allowed Apple to, in some years, to pay as little as 0.005%. And even modestly said, it is only a tiny fraction of the 12.5%, which is the official tax rate in Ireland. And this is why state aid is at play here.
Apple's CEO released a statement that said, in part, you're trying to rewrite Apple's history in Europe, ignoring Ireland's tax laws and upending the international tax system in the process. Is there not a case that this should be left to Ireland to decide?
Any member states has the responsibility to make sure that legislation passed in the national parliament and legislation passed in the European Parliament, in our council, which is in our treaty, is being upheld at the same time. I am, of course, not a tax authority. I look at state aid issues. But if the state aid comes in form of a very, very low tax bill, then we have the competence to act.
You know who else doesn't like this? The U.S. Treasury Department was suggesting that maybe you're picking on American businesses. How would you respond to that?
But why would we do that? What we're looking at is state aid being to U.S. companies, European companies, big companies, small, no matter what you do or where you belong. If you're in the single market of the European Union, well, then we have the same rules for everyone because we want fair competition. And that is the reason why we do things, because it would make no sense to pick on anyone.
Apple is vowing to appeal this. Ireland is not happy. This process is certainly not over, Commissioner.
Oh, no, but it's not supposed to be over in that respect. We have done our in-depth investigation to find the facts, to have a interpretation of the legislation based on our case law, what the court have said earlier on, to make sure that we have a very solid case. Because if an appeal happened, of course, I want this case to be upheld by the courts. But no matter that, which may take some time, Ireland is now supposed to do the exact calculation of the unpaid taxes to recover the unpaid taxes, place them on, for example, an ISCAR account in order to make sure that the disturbance of competition is being leveled so that we have fair competition and a level playing field. Then, of course, we may go to court, but then at least we have taken the first steps.
Margrethe Vestager is Europe's Commissioner for Competition. Commissioner, thank you for this.
It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
You can hear the director's cut of my conversation with Commissioner Vestager over at marketplace.org. Let's check some numbers. Down a bit. The 100-share index in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down 10 points in the case of the Dow future. Of what's billed as a major speech on immigration policy in Arizona later today, Donald Trump is making a surprise stop today in Mexico. He's set to meet in private with Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto. Likely a tense meeting given the tenor of rhetoric flowing across the border during the campaign. Trump in recent days has been trying to nuance his stance, some say soften his stance on immigration. As that issue plays out on the campaign trail, the U.S. government is taking a new look at how it runs immigration detention centers. The Department of Homeland Security is reevaluating its use of private contractors to oversee these. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
The news that Homeland Security is rethinking its relationship with private contractors comes on the heels of a similar move from the Department of Justice. A key difference, roughly 10% of U.S. prisoners are kept in private facilities compared to 60% of immigrant detainees.
The private prison industry is really making a killing off of immigration detention.
David Shapiro is a lawyer with the MacArthur Justice Center. He says privatization isn't saving money. And Carl Takei with the American Civil Liberties Union says that's because we're locking people up who have no business being held.
We're also detaining record numbers of asylum seekers.
He says many of the companies the Justice Department says run unsafe prisons are also holding immigrants.
It's going to be very hard for DHS officials to look at their relationships with the same companies the DOJ contracts with and reach the opposite conclusion.
The GEO Group, one of the country's largest prison contractors, said in a statement, it's confident Homeland Security's review will show it's providing needed cost-effective services with improved safety outcomes. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And in the world of federal deposit insurance for banks, it is a red-letter moment. The FDIC has reached a milestone in topping up its coffers. After the great financial crisis drew the insurance money down, banks can now ratchet back the money they kick into the fund. This may seem boring to you, but if your bank goes under, FDIC insurance becomes your very best friend. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.